get connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, the world of travel never stops, nor do we. Welcome back, everyone. Naples, Florida is going to fill our national airwaves these next 7 minutes as it's time for the Destination Spotlight. Located in the 27th state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1845, if you haven't been to the Paradise Coast, well, it is a place certainly worthy of your travel dollars. This portion of the program is sponsored exclusively by Travel Pro Luggage.
And 'tis the season for travel. Travel Pro has all your needs covered for luggage, bags, accessories, collections, and a lot more. And they put their luggage through more than 15 different tests to ensure it's ready to handle anything you want to put it through.
You know, Mary and I, we're on the move with the Platinum Elite and Round Trip Collections. Rudy uses the Max Light Series. One of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage. You're going to do none better than Travel Pro. Check out TravelPro.com. And as a listener of this show this weekend, you're going to save 30% site-wide. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, let's head to Naples, Florida via the show hotline as Sandra Rios connects with us from their CVB.
Welcome, Sandra. Nice to have you part of America's number one travel radio show on this Saturday morning.
Yes, wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're
appreciate
very,
the opportunity.
Well, we've been looking forward to talking to you this week. So, you know, when I think of our time in Naples, I certainly think of the great beaches you have there. I also think of the restaurants, all the different restaurants, the diversity you have, high-end shopping, all the arts and culture, the various resorts, and all that's offered in the area. Frankly, one of the things that Mary and I enjoy about traveling to Florida is just the diversity that the state offers. So, like St. Augustine, I think Naples is more of a sophisticated part of Florida to visit. I know your career started up here in the Northeast, but for the past 12 years you've been in Florida, spending time in Sarasota, Fort Lauderdale, and Naples. So what do you most connect with living and working now in the Naples area, Sandra, that you say makes it a great destination for travelers?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to share all the fabulous offerings that we have for visitors to enjoy here on Florida's Paradise Coast. And if you don't know where Florida's Paradise Coast is, it's located in Southwest Florida. It's comprised of Naples, Marco Island, and the Everglades. And we really provide an array of luxury, adventure, vacation, and business travel options year-round. So we really are a year-round destination, a very diverse destination, and I think, to your point, that's one of the reasons I really enjoy being here. Because of that diversity, where else can you enjoy five-star resorts, of which we have many, world-class spas, of which we have many, and then head 40 minutes south and enjoy airboat rides and sunset cruises all in one day. We really like to frame this destination as a place where the high life meets the wildlife. We are a luxury destination. We are renowned for our luxury lifestyle for our residents. We do offer a sophisticated ambiance to our travelers. And you can really indulge in amazing culinary experiences. We offer farm-to-table concepts to culinary classics, as well as having a huge selection of al fresco dining, which is a big draw for travelers when they come.
So, Sandra, back in late April, Robert and I were in Myrtle Beach with the show for our big Let's Go America Tour events and live broadcast from there, and they bill themselves as the golf capital of the world. Golf is also very big in Naples. I've seen your area also called the golf capital of the world. We don't have to get into an argument about which one is which, but just talk a little bit about how popular golf is in your destination and its impact on tourism.
Sure. Thank you for that. Yes, we do consider ourselves the golf capital of the world because we do have the most golf holes per capita in the U.S. given our region. Many of our courses are private. However, most of the area resorts will allow guests to play on the private courses. There are many beautiful public courses. So golf enthusiasts can really choose from multiple resorts and have great opportunities to play on courses that were built right by some of their favorite golfers in the day. We also are host to three major golf tournaments, the Grant Thornton Invitational, which is held which is coming up, and then the Chubb Classic, which is held in February. And both of those are held at the Ritz-Carlton Naples,
which is a great property that's there. So, all right. So, you know, we've got Christmas coming in 23 days. What are the holidays like there in Naples?
Oh, gosh. Well, we bill ourselves as we're one of the furthest southern points where you can find snowfall. We do actually orchestrate snowfall during the week in our old Naples downtown area on 5th and 3rd Avenue. The snow comes from the street lamps. It's very beautiful and very quaint. And we have a lot of activities, as you can imagine. When visitors do come here, they want to enjoy strolling up and down the avenue and experiencing our luxury and upscale boutiques. We have the Naples Christmas Parade coming up. We have the Fifth Avenue South Christmas Walk and tree lighting. Traditional holiday strolls, gingerbread house tours, Island annual island-style street parades, tuba Christmas, you name it.
About this with Christmas in Naples? All right, so we've got about 40 seconds, I guess, with you right now. Always like to wrap this way. You know, give us an interesting fact, maybe something enticing about Naples that you think our listeners tuned in nationwide will find engaging, and it might make them come visit.
Yeah, sure. First of all, the diversity of everything we have, but I'd like to talk about one of our little hidden gems, and that's called the Revs Institute. And it is one of the premier car collections in the world and has the best Porsche collection outside of Stuttgart, Germany. And it is Baron Collier's private car collection, and it is a museum now. So you can schedule a tour, and it's just amazing. It's one of those little hidden gems that you wouldn't think about.
All right, well, there you go. So that is something I know RJ on our show, he'll have to put that on his list. So I want to give folks the website. If you're interested in learning more, you can do that easily at ParadiseCoast.com, ParadiseCoast.com. Sandra, hope you have a great holiday season. Thanks very much for some of your time today.
Great, wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. There we are, Mary. The Revs Institute.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell RJ's already excited about that right now. Folks, that's how we're going to wrap hour one of the program this week. Hour two will start in just a few minutes as we get ready to convene the National Communal Forum. Keep those radios locked in. We'll be back in about 6 minutes. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. You can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.